This is a parole hearing for Mr. Petro, PDDRIOS, ADC number 067948. This morning, we have three board members present to participate in this hearing. They are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as the lead on this one in the absence of Mr. Neal. Mr. Rios waived his hearing to appear before the board this morning, and he did not give the reason. He said he just does not want to go before the board. That's the reason that he is not appearing before the board today. I would point out the fact that he is currently serving sentence according to information provided to the board, A3, and A3 is kidnapping, 15 years, and he has become parole eligible on that one on December 19th, 2016, and his SED date on that one is April 23rd, 2021. If he's moved to A04, that would be for aggravated assault and some others, and that would be 11 years, and his parole eligibility date would be August 22nd, 2018, and his SED would be that of April 22nd, 2032. Just for information, he did submit a parole package, and in his package he has taken some courses according to what we see. He does not meet the mandatory literacy, nor has a GED due to being a Mexican national. He does not have an ICE detainer either. I would also point out the fact that he's appeared before this board. This would have been his 10th time coming before the board. And in 2006, he was granted a 412B at that time, which meant that he was moved to a consecutive sentence at that time. I also would point out the fact that he does not have a release plan, which would not be appropriate at any rate, in as much as he is, this is a 412B hearing. And his last disciplines, according to, I believe, information that I see, would be in 2015. He had a disorderly count, and that was a major. He also had a positive refusal also in 2015, and twice in 2015, and both of those were majors. He also had another one in 2015, possession of drug paraphernalia, and that was dismissed. And in 2014, possession of drugs, paraphernalia, and that was a major, and he was found, of course, that one he was charged against him. According to information provided, and I'm going to mainly state just a little information provided by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, they sent a letter of June 23rd, 2018, of course, opposing the release of Mr. Rios, and they pointed out the fact that Mr. Rios is a dangerous sexual predator, and on May 24th, 1987, Mr. Rios kidnapped the victim. In the early mornings, they went to the house, and after leaving the house, they went out to dance, and while he was driving, they were friends while driving, he pulled a knife on the victim, who was a female, and he eventually, without going into too many details, he eventually raped the victims. I would also point out the fact that in 1988, May 10, 1988, Mr. Rios was sentenced to three consecutive 11-year prison terms for three counts of aggravated assault, class 3, and then he was given a 15-year prison sentence for kidnapping. Then he was also given another 15-year sentence for five counts of sexual assault and a number of others. I will also point out the fact that he was last denied parole by this board on June 28, 2017. And I would also point out the fact that the last time he appeared before this board, he claimed that he had not committed any of the crimes and he would not take responsibility for his action and continued to deny he had done anything wrong. And of course, he was denied at that time. And because he is not here today, he has the right not to appear, but when looking at his record, and he's not here to justify any time, and the last time when he appeared, he was not friendly towards the board, and we don't have any new information that I see that would, that he should be moved to his next consecutive sentence, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might see something different for him at this time. Board members, anything else that we should include? So hearing nothing else, and I'm going to offer a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be to deny Mr. Pedro Rios, R-I-O-S, ADC number 067948, to deny him 412B, 411, and that would be moved to his next consecutive sentence for absolute discharge, and that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and he does qualify for a one-year set-off. I'm going to move, I would also request the board to consider a one-year set-off since the question is 87, 88, and this is a 412B, 411. Okay, and reasons for the now serious and valid offense. Serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim anytime one is raped and Yes, sir, just hold 1 second. I'll be right with you, sir. Just 1 second. Just a minute. And victim harassment. I would also put no family or community support present today because we don't have anyone present today, although we do have some letters in the past that were sent on his behalf. And those are the reasons. With that being said, and he's not here for me to recite them again, he will be recertified by the Department of Corrections in about a year from now to appear before this board again. And this will end his hearing. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you.